family. Make some noise, please, family.
Well, hello, Lambeth. And first of all, congratulations, everyone who's come out here this morning. I think you should all give yourselves a cheer. And there's a banner over there, a very beautiful banner, a very beautiful place that I visited. It's called Cressingham Gardens. And let's give a cheer and say we want to save Cressingham Gardens. Yay! And we want to save, very simply, council housing. Let's save council housing. Because for generations, council housing has been the secure basis that people have raised their children. It's been the secure basis of communities that have built up, helped each other, supported each other. And it's been a secure basis from which people have been able to grow older in security and safety without worry. And we've already lost to Right to Buy 1.5 million homes. The housing bill this government is presenting will absolutely destroy council housing. But let's send a message and see if number 10 can hear it already before we get there. We are going to save council housing. This housing bill is absolutely going to cut a swathe through communities if it's allowed to go through. Pay to stay. We're going to see people forced out of their homes back into that incredibly unaffordable rental market. We're going to see homes sold off. High value homes will have to be sold, they say. That means pretty well every council house in London. This is the destruction of council housing in London, and we are going to say we're not going to take this. No, absolutely not. Exactly. Good call from the back. It belongs to us. It's our housing. Now, what we've also got to do, today we're focusing on the housing bill, but what we've also got to do is think about private renting. Generation rent. It's one more way in which this government is making the poor, the disadvantaged and the young pay for the greed and the fraud of the bankers. Austerity is disastrous and it's got to go! What we've got to do is have secure, affordable, warm, comfortable homes. This is the world's sixth richest economy. It's not a very big ask. We can do it if we just... What do we need to do? We need to change the government! Because this government doesn't have the mandate for anything that it's doing. This government had the support of only 24% of eligible voters. It has no mandate. So what we're doing today is part of the push. We cannot wait to 2020 and say, oh, there's an election, Len. 2020 is too far away. We've got to get more active. We've got to get more involved, and that's exactly what you're doing today, so well done. So a final thought.
Oh, right there.
Many of you here today, I'm sure, are Generation Rent. Well, I say that Generation Rent has to become Generation Active. Get out on the streets, get out there on the internet, get out there and fight and say we're not going to take this anymore. And for the people who've already got a council house, understand it's no longer secure under this government. People who might have hoped to get a council house, there is just the hopes are fading away. We all need to fight for that warm, affordable, comfortable, secure homing. Home. That's at the centre of communities. That's what we absolutely need, is to get together as a community, as you're doing. You're going to go up to number 10 and join other communities from around London with that message. And the message is simply, very clearly, and it's a message we can apply to a few other things. For the housing bill, let's kill the bill!
Yeah!
And while we're at it, let's kill the trade union bill as well. Yeah!
Kill the bill!
Well done, good luck, have a great march, and I'm sure I'll see you out on the streets again soon. Thank you!
Yeah!